On Tuesday, they're in the middle of their last practice going into bye week, and then owner Woody Johnson flies in on his helicopter, and everybody kind of looked around and said, well, this can't be good. And Joe Douglas, the general manager, turned to Jeff Ulbrich, the head coach, and said, well, if they pull me off the practice field, it's been an honor serving with you. And they kind of laughed about it.
Oh, wow.
They pulled him off the practice field, and that's the last they really saw of Joe Douglas. It's just one of many things that is creating such a big divide in there between Woody Johnson and everybody else from the players on up, and the divide just keeps widening.
Jay Glazer on how it went down with the Jets and Joe Douglas getting fired. Jeremy and Joe, good morning. Happy Monday. It's back to it. A Bills game week, stretch run for the Bills. And the Niners are up next. If you watched, we kind of went through this. How the remaining Bills opponents look. Niners, bad. Rams, horrific. Mm-hmm. In terms of the run defense, especially. Patriots and Jets. Patriots got hammered by the Dolphins. And then there's the Lions, who, you know, look really good, but we'll see. We'll see. So anyway, good morning. Bills and Niners.
This game lost some juice.
I'm not going to tell you that I'm upset that Brock Purdy's not playing, but I was trying to tell you all last week, like, the Bills are going to beat this team. They're going to beat the Niners. And now with Brock Purdy not in the lineup, if he does not play, it'll not be surprising to anybody. Like, the Niners, they lost to Seattle. Yesterday they were 5.5-point dogs. They got blown out with a backup quarterback. I'm telling you, with their starting quarterback, I just think that they don't have it this year. Every once in a while you have a year, you know it's not your year, you're cursed, and to me that's the Niners this year.
Yeah. This is the third time they've had this year though, right? Which is why Shanahan's record is lower than it should be. It might just be coincidence. They have injured years. So this year, I guess, is just that. I mean, by the time they get to the end of the season, though, like, if they hang around, they still could be dangerous, because the only guy they would be missing in the playoffs is Ayuk, who's big. Like, that's a big loss. I'm not. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
But like, but Kittle's
but
back,
Debo,
and Bosa's going to be back.
Debo's not himself.
That's true. He did nothing yesterday. One catch, I think. He had a long kick return. They put him on kick return, and he had one at the start of the second half. But Purdy is going to be obviously a lot of it. Like, really, those years that I talked about, Shanahan's had 2 6-win seasons and a 4-win season. And I think in every single one of those, Garoppolo got hurt. So he was down to his backup quarterback, who would put up numbers, but they would still lose.
Yeah, and like Mullins kind of years.
Mullins,
those things.
Yeah, Mullins would put up crazy numbers, but they would still lose. I think, does he play against the Bills in the COVID year?
That might be right.
So now Brandon Allen, and they also have Josh Dobbs, so maybe he gets in if Purdy is going to remain out. It's up to that injury. Like, if they think a week or two off is going to do enough for him to get back in and they can hang around and squeak in a spot, then maybe they're still alive to do some damage, but it's going to come down to that for me. Like, if Purdy can't throw, or if he can play through it, but he's throwing short and it's limited, like, I don't think you have a shot. If you're playing with a broken quarterback and that's your limit, then I don't think they're going to be all that much to write home about.
803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Would you pick the Bills to win the AFC right now? I mentioned the New York Times playoff machine has the Bills as the favorite to go to the Super Bowl in the AFC. Nearly double the chances that the Chiefs do. And I look for that. We'll see where it comes up this week. That Ben Baldwin, what he does is he takes the spreads in every game and basically ranks the teams based on the points.
Yeah.
Who do people think are the best based on point spreads?
Yeah, who would be favored against who on a neutral site, too? Like,
yeah.
You can always play into that.
It's kind of useful to do that. Like, the Bills have been favored going into Arrowhead, what, 3 times in a row now? Like, you made the statement if they go to Arrowhead, they might be favored in the playoffs. And I think that's very possible.
Yeah.
You know, we'll see. Depends on how the next 5-6 games look for these two teams. But, I mean, the Bills to win the AFC right now, They're probably not the favorite just because Kansas City is lined up as of right now to play one less game. So you can't really trip up and, you know, ruin your season if you're not playing.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, it's kind of funny because this season has gone from transition year, let's see, you know, win the division, see what happens, to right now 60% in this Twitter poll I posted, 60% said they would pick the Bills to win the AFC.
Yeah.
Like, more fans than not think they are going to go to the Super Bowl. And that is you know, they haven't been 9-2 that many times. It's kind of like a little bit of a Sabres comparison where we've had multiple years, Joe, where this team has kind of been digging out, right? 6-6 and make the playoffs at 11-6, and we still think they're really good, but there have been three loss seasons and six loss seasons. And in those six loss seasons, we think they're good, but it's stressful a little bit. This year, it's an absolute cruise to the title, and they look as good as anybody. So, I mean, would I pick them to go to the Super Bowl? I think I would. I think I would right now. And injuries, whatever. I think they're the best team in the AFC.
Yeah. I would tell you right now, if you told me they're the 2 seed, I think I would still pick them to go. I know that there's a value in that, a big value in that. I would feel way more confident if they get the 1. But even if they get the 2, like if you told me right now the biggest difference is, okay, they got to beat Denver. And okay, I respect them as a challenge a lot. But shouldn't we believe that Sean McDermott against a rookie quarterback and that Josh Allen even against a tough defense? Like Kansas City was a tough defense. They still found a way to get 30 on them. Denver is going to be a challenge, but can anyone envision them losing to Denver at home in a playoff game right now? Like, it doesn't even seem possible, even though it is. And then, okay, so now my biggest difference is I've got to go to Kansas City at some point. And I don't know, because of how they've looked, I feel like because of how they've looked and because the Bills beat them, that it would be tough for Bills fans to be more confident about that potential matchup than right now, because you've beat them and you're never going to be more confident until you actually do it. But you've got them playing close games all the time, even against bad teams, that right now a trip to Arrowhead doesn't feel like the most daunting part of the playoffs, even though it should be respected because they still can't win there. So with all that being said, like, I have a tough time not picking them to go to the Super Bowl, not picking them to win the AFC.
Yeah, we're going to see the matchups, but things look good. I mean, the conference is stronger 1-7, which might be a bigger problem than years past, but I don't know. They look like they can win in a number of different ways. Maybe it's the bye week. You know, the bye week, nobody ever comes out of the bye week feeling bad about something, right? Like, even if you win a game, let's look at all these teams that won games, and you might say, yeah, but. Like, the Chiefs won, and they come out of that game talking like they've got problems. Mahomes sure sounds like it.
Yeah.
We've got to do a better job finishing. Like, you won, and they're mad. And if the Bills had played the Niners this week and gave up 113 on the ground to McCaffrey, you might have, they won, but I'm nervous about their run defense. You know, like, on a bye week, nobody's feeling bad, and if you're a good team, everybody's feeling good. So, I don't know. Maybe it's the bye week talking is, I guess, what I'm getting at.
But a year ago, though, we weren't feeling great after the bye week, right? The bye week last year was they played the Eagles and lost in overtime, and then they hit the bye at 6-6. So, very different. Like, could not be more polar opposite.
I bet you they would run the table year.
You did.
And I would not bet it this year.
Because of the Lions?
Yeah, I wouldn't. I don't know that I'll pick them to beat the Lions. But every other game I'll expect them to win. Like, the Rams are interesting. I don't get the Rams.
They make no sense at all.
Their defense is not good, but they have, like, two guys that are game wreckers. Jared Verse is amazing for them.
Yeah.
And past that, you know, okay.
I think it's their whole – I saw Belichick on Inside the NFL breaking down their defensive line, and it might be all four of them. Like, the Rams' D-line is good. Like, they have a couple guys in the interior that are also great. I don't know about the guy opposite of Verse. But the Rams' D-line might just be great. But everything behind that is, like, suspect. So – And they can't really block for Stafford. They can't really run the ball really all that well, but they have two stars on offense. So, like, is that enough? They have five guys that are amazing. But is the rest of it just complete trash? Because you never know which Rams you're going to get. Like, I could see the Bills smoking the Rams by, like, 30. But once in a while, like, they kind of peek their head out and, like, all right, we're kind of similar to that team that won the Super Bowl a few years ago. Like, we can have that performance once in a while. Like, last night, they give up 300. They're the team that gave up 300 yards to Barkley yesterday. And They played close to New England, but then they've got another. They got a super impressive win against Minnesota a couple weeks ago that they won by 10. I don't like. You never know what version of them I think is going to show up when they play the Bills. So, like, I'm not. That's a road game. That's part of the point though about the Chiefs schedule versus the Bills schedule. If that's my second toughest game, and I feel like it's a game the Bills could win easily, then I could see them running the table this year. You said I would feel more confident this year about them running the table than I would have been a year ago.
Yeah, I mean, right. Four of the games should, you know.
They beat the Lions, I feel like they're running the table. And is them beating the Lions that crazy?
It's not crazy. It's not crazy.
It's probably a close game, right? That comes down to the last couple drives.
Probably.
I mean, most Bills games are that. They don't lose by that many. And you don't expect the Lions to get blown out. So that's probably a close game right at the end on the road. You know, like, if the Bills find a way to win that football game, I think they win out. The Jets and the Patriots just come on. And then I've got to beat the Rams. Okay, I got to beat the Rams to run the table if I beat the Lions. Like, I think it's very possible. That's why I'm feeling like they're going to get the one seed, which is playing into why I feel confident in picking them to win the AFC right now. Is I think they're going to get the one seed, and Kansas City's coming back here in the playoffs.
803-0550, our number. So on the Rams and Eagles last night, some of the numbers on what Barkley did. It's funny. What do you want? Do you want the ones that make it look like he wasn't as good as he was because he put up this monster game and the MVP conversation is there? But some of the context about what he did, he is in such a better situation. Rich Rebar had these, a bunch of this, about Barkley in New York versus Barkley in Philadelphia.
Okay.
Runs into light boxes, runs out of shotgun. So let's get to a couple of these because he had a thread that, to me, it's just crazy. Yards before contact in his Giants career, okay? 1.6, 1.4, minus 0.4 that year he blew out his ACL. 0.9, 1.6, 0.9, okay? This year it's 2.7. He's in a system. Wow. He averages 2.7 yards before contact.
Before contact.
His light box rate. This is another part about, you know, some of these teams, you watch these jumbo packages and these teams that want to run with power and run with numbers. What do the Eagles do with Barkley? His light box rate. How often is he seeing a light box rate, six or fewer defenders per rush? Like, he's actually not seeing as many as he normally did, but they're just blocking it well. Runs out of shotgun. He has 1,000 yards rushing out of shotgun this year. 6.2 yards per carry. His previous high was 508. You know, Barkley's going to get a lot of the love and a lot of the MVP chatter, and this kind of, like, if you dig into some of the numbers, it's not to say he's not playing well. It's just to say the reason the Eagles are capitalizing on this is because the ecosystem is so perfect for him. You know what their record is without A.J. Brown? They're 1-2, and they are 8-0 with A.J. Brown. Will A.J. Brown be getting the MVP for the Philadelphia Eagles? Like, when A.J. Brown is out, they're in trouble because that's what changes the way the teams have to play. And so it's kind of funny. Like, I feel like the conversation this year about adding a stud running back, whether that's Derrick Henry or Saquon Barkley or whoever the next one will be, like, there's probably a good conversation about paying running backs. I don't necessarily think Barkley is the best case for why you should. 2.7 yards before contact.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like a lot of guys in that offense could do relatively well. And, of course, what Philadelphia has is you should get the best players you possibly can in every position and exploit the fact that they have a good ecosystem for a running back.
Yeah. Who is that next guy going to be, by the way?
The next paid running back?
Although, is it going to be that conversation, or is it going to be this Boise State running back that somebody's going to draft, like, fourth overall?
Maybe. I mean, Josh Jacobs is having a good year in Green Bay. He got paid.
He's having a great year. All the guys are really having – Henry's having a great year, right?
Yeah. A lot of the old guys are having good years.
Yeah. So – but remember, wasn't part of that there weren't any receivers available in free agency? So – all these teams had this, and the cap went way up, so all these teams had all this money to spend, and it's like, well, the best players are all running backs, so maybe because the cap's up, we'll just do that. And maybe that'll happen again because the teams that did it are getting, are feeling like you know, it paid off a little bit. And then the Bills will have a conversation about Cook in a year with this. Or less than that, this offseason, yep, probably, right? Because he's got one more year in his contract after this season, and he is putting up, I mean, rushing touchdowns, and he's only behind, well, is Barkley ahead of him now? He was only behind Derrick Henry going into the week. I know
Barkley's
that.
Not had a huge touchdown season because of the tush push. Otherwise,
oh,
he
right,
would.
Right, right, that's
yeah,
right.
Otherwise, he would. Anyway, you want a quick, we can call this instant trivia if you want.
Sure.
Maybe you saw Nate's tweet a moment ago, but I want to get this. So, it's not quite trivia so much as it's an interesting note about the AFC. Quarterback efficiency, EPA per play. Okay. Number one is Lamar. Number two is Josh. Who's number three?
Kyler?
No.
Wasn't it him recently?
Kyler is ninth. EPA per play through week 12. Lamar one, Josh two.
Jared Goff.
Four.
Jordan Love.
11. Who is number three?
Well, Jeremy White is asking, so is Drake May?
No. No, Drake
was he
May
bad yesterday?
He was not good yesterday.
He was
no,
not
they,
good yesterday.
He had a couple of highlight throws, but they had, again, Miami might have found a defense. Drake yeah. May is 28th.
It's probably not going to be Jaden Daniels anymore.
He is 6th.
Yeah.
EPA per play for Ooh. Quarterbacks.
Is it Baker?
Baker's 8th.
It's pretty good, though, still, for Baker.
Lamar 1, Josh 2, Goff 4, Daniels 6, Baker 8, Kyler 9, Jordan Love 11, your guess is so far. Number 3 in EPA per play of quarterbacks.
Justin Herbert.
Justin Herbert is 16th.
Ooh, really? 16th.
He might have a first, like, 3 weeks of the season where he didn't do anything.
Okay.
Because he was hurt.
Is this obvious? This
no.
Can't be, it can't be. Bo Nix?
No.
No.
Nope. 24th.
It's not going to be Stroud. Stroud's playing the dirt.
Stroud's 26th.
Yeah, jeez.
Stroud's behind wow. Flacco. He's behind Flacco.
26th?
Yep.
Who he was missed, it? I mean, Oh, it was one of the Ringer guys. Who was with us before the season? Stephen Ruiz. We asked him, or maybe it was Ben Solak. We asked about, is Stroud in that class, or will he be with Mahomes and Allen? He's like, I want to see another year of him on tape. Like, teams are going to adjust to him. And that yep. has 100% happened. Who is this? Is it going to be...
They also missed Diggs. I mean, they've missed him a lot.
Also that.
And their line's kind of a mess.
It's not Kirk Cousins.
No, it's not Kirk Cousins. He is 15th. Third in the NFL quarterback EPA per play.
Is it Geno?
Geno Smith is not third. No. Geno Smith is 22nd.
Stafford?
Matthew Stafford is 20th.
Is it Tua?
Third.
Come on. Tua. You know where we're at?
Is Tua Tagovailoa.
I have this ready to go, actually. We're in square or circle two. You have your free agency cycle chart, right? Like we're in the Tua cycle chart right now, which is one, Tua gets hurt, and then two, Tua beats bad teams, and then three is Tua loses to the Bills. And right now we're in that middle ground where Tua's destroying bad teams, so everybody's convinced, oh, look, he's amazing. He's one of the best quarterbacks in the league. And whatever's going to happen next is either going to get hurt again or he's going to lose to the Bills again.
Pretty much. But he doesn't play the Bills unless they make the playoffs.
Or a bad team, or a good team, I guess. Because yep. right now, who are they beating up on? New England, Las Vegas, and the Rams in these last three games. And as I pointed out earlier, he is 12-0 in his career against the Jets and the Patriots.
Yeah.
So like he always dominates the Patriots and the Jets. And now this is their test, right? Like, you want to prove you're different? Here you go. At Green Bay on Thanksgiving. That would be a place to do that, which I believe they had that chance 2 years ago. Maybe that was Thanksgiving, or maybe that was a different holiday game where they were at Green Bay and Tua was horrific in that game. And they I think he threw like three interceptions. So, here we go. All right, let's see it.
Tua.
Am I wrong? Like, it's the same thing every year.
You're saying we're on the cycle.
Same thing. We're at one point of the cycle.
If we're saying we're on the cycle, then you also, I always like to point out, if cycles are real like that and impenetrable, then we are on the cycle where the Bills, oh, yeah, they're going to beat the Chiefs in Kansas City in the playoffs this year.
Right.
Just saying. Like, cycles, They got to be broken eventually.
But like the difference there is if you want to differentiate.
What's the difference?
The difference is
it's just a different cycle. If you're just saying it's a cycle, there are different elements to it.
The difference is the Bills prove they could beat the Chiefs every regular season, and even in the regular season, the Dolphins don't prove that they do this against good defenses and good teams.
Right, but just for the cycle point of it, what difference does that make?
Well, that's part of it. Part of it is they're just going to put up these numbers when they play the worst teams in the league.
That's right. What you would say, again, I don't subscribe to this idea. My whole point would be that, you know, this is just kind of a little bit of randomness. Right. The part of feeling good when you're the Dolphins is they beat bad teams. And the part of feeling good when you're the Bills is they beat the Chiefs. And then the cycle continues. Mm-hmm. I don't think the cycle will continue this year. And maybe it will. And then next year, I'll tell you, it'll eventually be broken. The idea that Josh Allen's going to spend his entire life losing to the Chiefs in the playoffs is not real. It's not believable. It's not believable.
See, that's where I think the Tua cycle is much more believable. Because I could absolutely see him losing to the Bills for his entire career versus I don't think Allen will lose to the Chiefs in the playoffs for his entire career.
803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Jeremy and Joe on a Football Monday on WGR.